I'm Claire Roth, and this is 89.7 NPR News at 5:44. Franklin County Public Health is offering the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine at 3 locations without appointments tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. It's in response to Ohio's first reported measles case in 2019. That was identified last week in Stark County, and the young adult has since recovered. Miller Sullivan is the medical director of Franklin County Public Health, and he joins me now. You're offering these vaccines for children that are 18 and younger who haven't had their 2 doses of it, or for uninsured adults that are born after 1957. Why target those 2 groups?
Because, well, first of all, the kids, we want to make sure that they have had all their vaccines. It's very important. And then people after 1957 who haven't had the vaccine would be susceptible to the measles. So basically, we're targeting high-risk groups.
So if you're older than 62, you're not as susceptible?
That is true. We assume that most people born before 1957 were exposed to the measles and had it. And this is based on good data. I suppose there could be someone who slid through, but pretty much everybody in that time frame had the measles.
How successful are these clinics? How many people do you typically get?
These clinics where we're offering these are our regularly scheduled immunization clinics where people set up appointments and come in and get them. And we typically get 20 to 40 people. What we're adding is an extra nurse, an extra station to move people in and out who need just the MMR. So we were just talking about that. We're not sure how many we're going to get. We hope we get a lot.
Given that this is an add-on, you know, presumably most people have access to these vaccines already. The people who need to get them are those that have already opted out. Does having this additional opportunity really change their thinking?
Probably not. What we're hoping to get is somebody that perhaps hasn't taken their child for routine immunizations, maybe someone who is an adult and is not sure whether they had the vaccine. I don't think this is going to change anybody's mind who has already decided they don't want it, unfortunately.
Why are you doing this now? Does one case in Stark County really merit a drive here in Franklin?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, there is just one case in Stark County, and so it's not widespread in Ohio. Yet if you look at the entire United States, we've had the most measles cases in decades so far this year, and the year is just halfway through. So there is this disease going around. If you go even more globally, there is measles throughout the world, and so we're worried about people exposed overseas who come back. So I think this is just a good time to offer it. Also, with school restarting, we want to remind people that they need their MMR to go to kindergarten. So I think it's a good time. Several things have come together.
It seems pretty clear responsive walk-in clinics like these are not going to solve the larger threat of this disease. What will?
I think what will solve the problem is education and trying to convince people that the vaccine is effective and safe, which it is. And unfortunately, the reason a lot of people are getting the measles is because they haven't been vaccinated, some for religious reasons, but many of them just for other reasons that, you know, it'd be nice if we could discuss that and change their mind.
Miller Sullivan, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.